Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Garten. I'm getting excited here, starting this new podcast. So, figured I'd just go ahead and record a first, more or less, full length episode. And I was trying to think about what would be the ideal topic. And I figured I'd just start with the number one question that I get time and time again. And maybe here's a specific place to put it. The answer to the question, with no further ado, excuse me for all the suspense that must be building up inside of you. The question really is, how did I come up with the idea for Charity Charge? And I even think the interesting thing is, what's the question behind the question? I think that, so much is put into entrepreneurial ideas, and we all have ideas. And I remember, initially coming up with the concept for Charity Charge and just so filled with excitement and curiosity and early on, I really wanted to keep the idea close to my chest, and I was concerned about who I'd share it with and all that stuff. But as I'm on this kind of this rant, it's helping me take me back to a place in time when I had not started yet. And I really thought that there was so much power in the idea. And I think it kind of speaks to why that question is the number one question that I get, meaning in the volume of times, because it comes from so many people that haven't necessarily taken an entrepreneurial leap. And, I was very much like that. Obviously, I had done entrepreneurial things in my life, but in terms of just going all in with an idea that I really felt could change the world and have real scale, starting Charity Charge, this was my first venture, that I thought could be something really big and have a major, major impact on so many, different things in the world and so many people's lives. But more to that fact, for anyone that's listening, the interesting thing as I think about this is I probably get that question the most from people that haven't delved into a startup, haven't delved into truly starting a company. Maybe there's fear, there's something else that's holding them back. And on the flip side, when I'm sitting down with, which I love nothing more than do, sit down with a seasoned entrepreneur, someone that I can, pick their brain and ask questions. But when I'm talking to people that are truly in that entrepreneurial community, it's all about strategy and how did you execute this and the building blocks and all of that. And much less about the idea. Hopefully this will put me on an interesting path to, in future episodes, really think harder about it. But I think the point is that for anyone listening, and before I come up with how I got the idea, I know there's kind of, again, maybe some suspense here, but, there's so much power in sharing of the idea and getting other people's thoughts and insights, because an idea is just an idea. And unless you're the one that actually is able to take the risk and move past the fear and execute on it and, face the struggles and, to be candid, find great people that can help you out, your family, friends. I've had so much support, which there's just no way at all that, Charity Charge could be humming along without that support. So to anyone listening, thank you so much. But I think it's important to recognize that an idea is just an idea. And, a company and something, of real value is built with a lot of risk, a lot of hard work, a lot of great people, a ton of dedication. And very much so, I think what this podcast is all about in this stage of my entrepreneurial journey is that journey of the struggles and the ups and downs that come with it. So without further ado though, I think I can kind of end it there. I think that's kind of an interesting podcast, maybe something for people just to ponder on. If you have any thoughts or questions, please let me know. Stephen with a PH @charitycharge.com. Thank you so much.